Right now, in your practice, off protocol, where do you use capecitabine monotherapy in the adjuvant setting for colon?
I use capecitabine as a single agent in the patients that have node-positive disease that I'm not quite so worried about. And that's a tough term, but if I see the 45-year-old person who's got node-positive colon cancer, I feel very compelled to either try to get them on a trial and twist their arm that direction or add oxaliplatin to it. You get a more run-of-the-mill 70-year-old node-positive patient where the incremental benefits of chemotherapy are fairly small. I feel much more comfortable giving those patients capecitabine. The other place that I use capecitabine, quite frankly, for which there's emerging data and trials that are underway, is some of the high-risk stage 2 patients where I don't think we have the data yet with oxaliplatin, but I also hate to not treat those patients. And so that's another opportunity to utilize it in that setting as well.
You know, it's interesting. You're having the background in breast cancer. To me, I see some analogies between using capecitabine in high-risk stage 2 to using AC with atataxane in breast cancer, a little bit less toxic therapy. Maybe with a little bit less relative risk reduction.
Correct. I think that in a setting like some of those lower stage patients where you really want to offer the benefit of some chemotherapy, but also it doesn't take having a serious side effect or an adverse event, let alone a death in one of those patients, to really make you take a step back and wonder how hard to push, or leaving those patients with long-term toxicities. And I think similar to breast cancer, sometimes we get concerned with a taxane, maybe we're going to saddle them with neuropathy like we would with oxaliplatin. It was a conversation at a recent meeting I was at. In the stage 2 patients, when do you push with the oxaliplatin and colon cancer? And the breast cancer analogy was what the audience discussed. The colon cancer doctors haven't come to the belief yet that the breast cancer doctors have, that 3% absolute benefit translates into a reasonable perspective on which to give chemotherapy. Colon cancer, it's funny, it's a little more skeptical group about what sort of impact the disease is making.